This induction is not a replacement for any medical issue. The intention and objective is to put you in a better mental state after surgery, so that you are in a better healing state. People have different beliefs about the body's capabilities to heal and health, and what should be done and can be done. People believe differently what is possible or not about physical health, and they live according to their beliefs. When daydreaming or in imagination, the beliefs of what we can do changes and are maybe not limiting. Maybe what other people have told you are wrong. Has it ever occurred to you that what someone told you was wrong, even though they are still believing it? Maybe you did something or learned something making a belief wrong. When you were small, maybe you believed in Santa Claus and now you don't. Beware of inheriting other people's limiting beliefs. People often give advice, but few profit by them. People think they are protecting you from something, but in reality, they are imposing limitations on you. So during this session, just loose up your beliefs, so that any new learning that can make your health even better smoothly enters your thinking and ideas. Even current research can be wrong. It has been proven wrong many times. The earth is not flat. The atom is not the smallest part in the universe. So just let me introduce a belief to you. The better you feel, the faster you heal. And you do want to heal faster, don't you? Let us shake your belief systems a little and maybe add new choices and options to your beliefs. Now, I don't know what surgery you have done, even though I believe that if you are in a positive state, you will heal faster. A friend of mine had a paper cut. I didn't notice it, and it healed nicely. Another friend of mine had a similar paper cut and saw it, and then felt pain, and that healed also. So it doesn't matter if you notice it consciously where you have an injury, does it? The brain locates it, heals it. It heals it unconsciously, doesn't it? Now, what we are doing is making you conscious about where you're healing and make it something that you focus on in a positive way. And when you feel glad and happy, you will heal faster. Or anyway, the healing will be funnier. We will use a process that you already have, the process of going into a slight trance. Just deep enough for you to heal faster. Like when you're looking on TV, you go into a slight trance and you lose track of time. Maybe you just go into a slight trance or a deeper one. It doesn't matter, as long as you reach the desired change. We will let your unconscious mind decide which during this hypnotically enjoyable session. Still, before we begin going into trance, let me just introduce myself. I got you there, didn't I? My name is Kenneth Blake, and you maybe downloaded this from blaketalks.com. And as you know, and for your own safety, do not listen to this when you're driving or operating machinery. Only listen when you can be relaxing completely. You can be anywhere you're cozy and where you may close your eyes now. or in a few moments. Now, maybe. That's right. You know, it's when you let your eyelids go down. Okay, now is a good time. So, what do I know about this subject? Well, okay, I've been working in a clinic for plastic surgery since 2001. I've seen some miraculous healing, and also when people have taken a long time to heal. Maybe it's genetically that some people heal faster or are healing better or are feeling better or feeling less pain. I've noticed that people have very many thresholds of pain. Some feel bad immediately, even though no one has even touched them. Others pop out of the bed close to immediately after surgery. And when asked, they say, sure, I feel pain, but so what? And one said to me, she said, I'm not thinking about that. I have no time to think about the pain. I have other things to do. And it seems that they are focusing on other things. Amazing what happens when one forgets about the pain and discomfort of the surgery. Another patient told me a similar thing. Pain, okay, yes. I have some pain, but I don't really notice it. Why should I? I know I have that pain due to the surgery. And if I'm focusing on other things, thinking of other things, it just blurs out. And I don't notice it. So much about less pain. And what they told us. What? That. When I don't notice the pain, the more I am noticing other stuff, the less pain I will be feeling. That's right. That sounds good. If you focus on how good you feel, then you feel good. I believe that sounds reasonable because it is your brain that filters how much pain you will consciously feel. Thinking about that, isn't that how the doctor's anesthesia works? The doctor changes the chemical level so that the brain filters out the impulses traveling from the place of surgery. Traveling to the brain. The bioelectrical chemical impulses are reduced or stopped somewhere on the way. Like me talking now. When I stop. If I stop completely, you don't know what I will say. Anyway, the nice thing is that the used anesthesia chemical is already known to the body, even before it is used. And one said, how could that be? And I said, well, otherwise it would act like a poison and you would be dead. And I asked the guy, are you dead? And the guy said, of course not. Well then, I said, be well then. And the faster you know, the faster you be well. One of the famous clinical hypnotists that had a client with chronic pain, he let her think of something that she was more able to focus on than the pain she had. He asked her, what would you notice more than if you have pain? And she said, if I had a big mountain lion under my bed, I would be more occupied thinking about that than noticing the pain. So he said something to her so that instead of noticing the pain, she would vividly imagine in great detail. A big, roaring mountain lion rumbling under her bed. She told him later that people looked strangely at her when they asked if she had pain, and she asked, "No, I have my big roaring mountain lion instead, making me notice him instead of the pain, so I don't feel the pain." Much going on is in your brain, and the better you feel, the better you will be feeling. That's a promise. Still, it is an option. One can choose to heal faster or longer. One has a choice, doesn't one? And I imagine you are not that stupid if you know methods of how to be healing faster. Are you now? No, probably not. There are many ways, and indifferent of religion, some say that prayer helps, and that is of course one way of suggestion to oneself, like self-hypnosis, to heal faster using the help of an external power. And I will learn you another way, by using the internal power of your brain, and we will use that internal power of suggestion by using your brain and nothing else, your own power, because it is your response. It is your response ability to do that, to need less time you will to heal. So let's get started. So before we begin, I just want you to know that I will later ask you to imagine or remember one or more movies that makes you be laughing and to be really feeling amazingly good, so that you are warm and filled with good feelings. So much that you are closer, radiating that good feeling outside from you. And when people watch you, you will be like a glowing light bulb of amazing, pleasurable feelings, any pleasurable feeling you can imagine being in. And even better, you know the type of movies that you have seen that makes you feeling very good, amazingly good, astonishingly good, filled with dazzling feelings that very, very good, surprisingly, is going to make you healing faster now. Healing faster now. Healing faster now. Surprisingly, you are able to do that. When you take all of this good feeling and imagine making incredible, like a thread of amazing feelings, and let that warm thread go through the places you had surgery. The warm thread go through the places you had surgery so that your brain is focused to be healing. You on a maximally, powerfully, healthily way for you. And knowing that can make you relaxing now, further into ease, where time blurs out. Relaxing where time blurs out. More, where you go into trance time, where time goes faster or slower. Time blurs out. You remember when you are with very good friends, laughing, enjoying yourself, and time you seem to disappear, and the body is healing faster in trance time. You know when you make a paper cut, if you don't notice, it doesn't hurt. It's when you see it, then you notice it, and you feel it. The brain has known all about it anyway, even if you haven't noticed it, and immediately started healing it. You did not consciously think about it, did you? The brain heals your paper cut. It focuses on the healing and it heals it. But maybe if you're focusing the brain's resources by consciously thinking of healing processes, you maybe will make the healing faster than thinking. Thinking, you're amazing. Thinking, you're wonderful. How to reach it? Thinking, so let me ask you. Thinking to be imagining it. Thinking in your imagination. Thinking and to begin. Thinking to notice things. Thinking really notice things that you were not noticing before. Stuff that were outside your awareness then, but still are there. So let me ask you, you know, to learn, and you may learn to noticing, to really noticing what you are not noticing now even more. Relaxing right now, deeper and deeper still, and so nice. Let me ask your unconscious to be repeating this relaxation state, and maybe even increase the depth of it. Relaxing into a nice trance, listening only to my voice that will go with you wherever you are. And you maybe are really relaxing good now. As you are there, here you are doing, relaxing, you are relaxing still deeper. And let me ask you, just for the fun of it, to imagine yourself having a movie screen in your mind. Remember, let me ask you to remember some great, funny, hilariously cheerful movies that you may remember. I know you can remember as you're relaxing more, as you think of them, searching in your mind for them. I know there are many. And let your unconscious pick out the best ones for your faster healing. We can save the rest for a while. Rest. Resting, relaxing. Now, suddenly seeing movies, parts of movies, where you have laughed a lot. Laughing is good, funny feelings in your body. Now you remember me to ask you to start noticing things you have not noticed before. And I once asked a guy if he noticed that. He can notice his feelings in our body moving. No, I can't, he said. Okay. Have you ever felt like butterflies in your belly? He said, yes, I have. And I went, you're pulling my leg. You have felt feelings in your body. And he said, okay, I didn't know what you meant. And I said, you have learned something then? Yes, he said, yes, I have. And I told him to imagine those like butterflies filled with warm, amazing feelings. Imagine those nice, warm feelings moving in your body from the head of the tips of your toes and back again, completely filling you with these funny feelings. And at the place of surgery, let them double in power, double again and again and again. And now the healing can be feeling funny, and the wounds can be healing with laughing. Do it again. Imagine it more and more now. And the wounds can be healing with laughing. Why not? You can imagine everything and master it. Circling powerfully. Just relaxing. Thinking of funny movies. Letting the movies be spinning at the places of surgery. Powerfully. So that the wounds, like, can watch them and laughingly healing better, because the better they are feeling, the better you are healing. And you will be amazed at what the body can do. When you were little, you maybe hurt yourself somewhere, and you cried until your mother distracted you so much that you forgot to be crying. And maybe instead become filling with laughing. Can you remember that? Like when you look around in the world, you perceive things like on a cinema screen, but in three dimensions, in your mind, you know. And a small child can often be distracted so that she doesn't notice where she hurt herself. If it is not on the screen, then it is in the background, and you don't really need to be aware of it, as the automatic processes may healing it, and maybe faster if we all pitch in to helping it to be healing faster. And when we know that we can be filled with funny, happy feelings, creating all the right chemicals for faster healing, the better you are feeling, the better you are healing, someone said to me. I'm feeling depressed. And I said, that's stupid. Life is too short to notice that. And just let the depression go off your movie screen so that you forget it and fill yourself with happiness. He said, I don't want to do that. And I asked, why not? Do you like being depressed? And he said, no. So I said, you are making a fool of yourself. Can you see that from my point of view? And if happiness fills you up, and you can feel happiness and concentrate it around the places of healing, you get funny feelings there, don't you? You get happy feelings there, don't you? And you know, if you spin the happy, funny feelings there, and some more, and repeat that, you can learn your automatic processes to do that automatically, to fill the places of healing with happy, funny feelings. And the faster you heal, the better you are feeling. And sooner or faster you will be surprised when you look at it and see things that you didn't notice, like healing faster and faster. Imagine that. Wouldn't that feeling good now? There's a needless to say, as you set in motion automatic processes when you repeat thinking of. And you know, if you spin the happy, funny feelings there and some more, and repeat that, you can learn your automatic processes to do that automatically. And notice this, noticing this, noticing that you have thoughts, and the space, the space in between the thoughts, that deepens your relaxation. Now let yourself having a smiling, starting now, relaxing, smiling, funnier, and let that smile like move to the places of surgery. Let that smile move to the places of surgery, and smile at those places, smiling so warm and kind that that surgery place smiling back. It just can't stop itself from smiling back to that wonderful smile it gets. It can't stop itself from smiling back. As you know that you're healing faster, and you can be imagining that. You can imagine everything and master it. Master your own healing is good. And you can go forwards in time and backwards in time in this movie, and change movies any number of times with a purpose, with the objective, making you feeling as good as possible. Easy. It is easy, isn't it? Now, your intention with listening to this, and you maybe can remember nice things in your life And let me ask you to find situations where you have laughed a lot in your life. Many situations, you know, though special or ordinary. Maybe you were in school. Your friends were giggly, and you also. And you couldn't just stop giggling and laughing, could you? Even though if the teacher said something like, shut up. Or situations like that. I know. There must have been such pleasurable, good laughing situations in your life. Hasn't it? Think now. We all do belly laughing sometimes. You maybe did it in a cinema. Or you maybe remember someone doing that. Remember seeing someone rolling with so much laughter that they couldn't sit still. Or they're even falling out of their chair. Or maybe even you were falling out of your chair. Do you remember those situations? Laughing. And I want you to put lots and lots of such situations on your movie. Lots and lots, and even some more. Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, Laurel and Hardy, Pete Sellers, you know about them? Silly cartoons making you laugh. Imagining, thinking about them now, so they fill you with laughter. Do you remember being tickled? Do you remember tingly feelings when you have wounds in the past? Tingly feelings, sparkling, bubbly, at the places of healing. You know, tingly. And as you may remember that feeling, remember it intensely, really, excitingly, intensely, the tingly feeling, and move that feeling to the places of surgery, those tingly feelings of healing. And we have healing feelings with happiness and laughing and smiling at the places of surgery. And smiling keeps those places to be relaxing even further also. And you might find yourself having a strong connection now with healing places. I mean, not later, but just now, right now. That's right. And now remember the funny movies. Come on now, be snappy about it. Your unconscious is happy to please. Okay, I want you to make them vivid. Make them images close to you, and even bigger, like going all around you, 100 meters high, so that you are feeling yourself in them with lots of sound. Remember the sound and lots of color, and get those hilarious laughing movies to be in full color, so that it fills your entire three-dimensional internal movie mind when you show them, so that you really, 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 really are feeling the laughter in your body now. And if not, redo them, play them again until you are. Play them again. Feeling them really good now, laughing. You can do it. You can do it. Because you can't stop yourself to laugh when you see a really funny thing. Can you? Remember that every new course, I know you will imagine anew. This is good. This is really good. Learn to do that automatically. Or you can do it consciously, until it becomes automatically. Repeat it again. Laugh more and more, even better. You get a better life, feeling good, don't you? Let them again make that string filled with good feelings. And again, in your imagination, that string with good feelings, let it go through the places of surgery. But this time, inside out. That's right. That's right there, relaxing, in a space, deeply relaxing. So let me just ask you to go in one again, maybe remember, and this time even deeper of wonder and amazement of what your brain can do for you. And you may unleash a number of good feelings, whenever you like. Let your brain set them in motion, good feelings whenever you like. They originate from your thinking, good feelings. Begin to learn to awake them, the good feelings, whenever you like. Let me ask you to listen. Now pay attention to me. I missed you. Maybe you're feeling so good now. Why don't you just be relaxing more? And let yourself be feeling good now. Learn by repeating to yourself. So, imagine yourself going into those places of surgery and feeling all those spots of healing with healing feelings. Like being a fireman with his hose, but instead of water, you're showering the places of surgery with healing feelings. And out from the hose goes like movies of funny laughing sequences into the places of surgery, and you can be feeling so good. Now, can't you? Relaxing, calmly, nicely, amazingly good feeling, re-enter it again and again, because, like you may remember, you trigger stronger feelings, so really be laughing. Laughing. Laughing even more. And feeling even better and better. And for every time, feeling even better and better, laughing at them. Because feeling good now is good. And I'm not through with you yet. There is some more good stuff to fill the healing places with. And let me ask you to either feeling it or imagine feeling them, because feelings start in or on your body, and move them in or on your body like emotions. Emotion. What an emotion. So notice now your body feelings. Notice, really notice. And if you notice, you can notice where they are. And if you notice where they are, you can move them. Move them to the places of surgery now. The good feelings. Move them to the place of surgery. The good feelings. And even if you consciously have problems noticing it, feelings like moving in your body, and you can learn to notice them. You know, let me ask your unconscious, because I know your unconscious knows. Think of at least 3 or 4 really happy laughing situations and get those feelings rolling in your body. Let them spin or move in the places of surgery. Double them. Feel them in the places of surgery so that you feel really good, so that the healing goes faster, much stronger, because your brain knows how to do it. Right now, in your mind, you are still learning. So whilst I am repeating that, you can visualize more. And feel completely different. I want you to feel the tingling sensation again in the places of surgery. And as you notice those feelings making you healing faster and better, feeling the place of surgery with good feelings, because you're healing faster. And as you have done that, you will soon go into your normal state and leave this trance state that you're in deep enough for you healing faster. In your sleep tonight and coming nights, it would be most beneficial for you when your unconscious integrates the new learnings with the learnings it already has, with a purpose to make your healing better and wake up happy relaxed, refreshed, and glad. And when I count to three, you will wake up to your normal state. One, two, three. Thank you for listening. And you will heal better now.